Hey guys, Maestro here, and you're about to listen to episode number 19 of Maestro on the Mic. In this episode, I bring on Hannah Ramirez, who is a first-year DPT student at Fresno State. I interviewed her during our lunch break during one of the Rock Tape FMT basic courses that I teach. Now, this episode is not intended to serve as promotion for Rock Tape and, oh, it's so great, you gotta take it. No. I get a bunch of questions from you guys out there asking whether or not I believe that this course would be appropriate for DPT students. And honestly, I can't answer it with full certainty. So I said to myself, hey, I have a student in the class. She was talking. I overheard her talking about the course. I said, hold that. Let me interview you. And I brought her on. So if you're wondering about whether or not to take a Rock Tape course and you happen to be a student, this is the episode for you. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. Give it a listen, give it a like, give it a share. And now let me give you that intro music.
This is Maestro on the Mic.
A podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it popping.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. We are actually on a lunch break for the second day of Rock Tape basic and performance taping. And I have with me Hannah Ramirez, and I brought her in actually to talk with you guys real quickly because one of the questions I get is, how appropriate is this course for students? And honestly, I can't speak to that with full certainty. So we were kind of wrapping at lunch and I was like, hold up. Hold that thought. Let me record this so that other students out there that may be wondering about taking, you know, the Rock Tape taping course, whether or not it will be helpful or appropriate for them. So I figured we'd record this real quick and then get back to class, but just to help you guys out there who are maybe thinking about taking this course. So without further ado, Ms. Hannah, welcome. Real quickly, just tell the folks out there what year you're at, what school you're at. Give it to us.
I'm a first-year student at Fresno State, and so I've just kind of wrapped up, and I'll go into clinical in the summer.
And what kind of background do you have with, like, anatomy, fascia? You said that you guys kind of have a different model than other schools, at least my school, you know, different than NYU. But what's your familiarity with that kind of stuff?
I think we did our cadaver class and we're just wrapping it up, but kind of in the fall when we started looking at the cadaver, we started noticing like how when you pull apart the muscles, like they don't just come apart and they're not just single laying there, like they're all connected. And it made it like, at first we were all really frustrated because we're like, what the heck, where are all these, like, why aren't the muscles just coming apart? And slowly we realized that there was just this, all this connection in between them, and you know, it played a role kind of in how these individual muscles kind of work together.
Yes. So, you know, a cool thing, one of the things that I always say in my courses is that if you have the chance to go back to cadaver lab now as a clinician, go, because you actually know what you're looking at and you actually understand fascia and such. Now, one of the things that Hannah had said is, you know, some of the concepts here perhaps weren't as new to her, and blew my mind, weren't as new to her because they did have this understanding, this introduction to fascia. But Hannah, how do you feel that the course has been so far? Mind you, we're a day and a half into things. She's a first year student. How do you feel? Has it been over your head? Have you been able to digest this? What are your thoughts there?
So far in the course, day one was really nice because it was a good intro to like all the different things that you can do with taping, and it was a very like simple way to put it, so it wasn't something where you're like, oh my gosh, I need to pull it here and twist it here and make sure it was perfect. So I think the day one was perfect because it was an intro. You just kind of know, okay, where's the pain? Okay, perfect, let's just put some tape there and call it a day. It's just gonna replace what I do with you. Day two is a little step up, so as long as you kind of feel like you're all right, to kind of keep progressing on. And there's people here who are willing to like sit there and be like, okay, wait, do you see that little twist there? That's what you're kind of looking for. So if you do feel like, oh, I'm a little out of it, normally people here are super cool with being like, hey, this is what you're looking for. I know the people I'm sitting with right now, they're like, hey, you want to feel what this feels like. So it's another good way for you to get some more hands-on experience and with other clinicians who are, you know, more experienced than you are.
That's an awesome point, and that's actually something I never really thought about, that there is, it is such a communal learning thing. I've always thought about it in terms of interdisciplinary learning, but we have interlevel, I guess, I don't know what the right word would be, but learning between different levels of, hey, I'm a student, and this person's been in clinic for 10 years, whatever, and they can work together. So this is one of the main reasons I wanted to bring her on, was this, not to promote the courses that you have to take it, but for those of you that may out there that may be wondering, hey, like, am I going to die in this course? It's going to be over my head. Here's someone who's on the other side of things, first year student taking it, and you know, it's been her experience so far. Anything else you would share or say? Anything else? It's fine if no, that's fine too.
You know, it's been a really fun class, and it's really fun to do some learning outside of class. So as a student, it's good to hear from just someone else, and it, you know, kind of helps like overlay what you're learning in class. And so it's like, okay, I'm hearing this not only from my teachers, it's from other people, and it's different ideas. So I really think it's a good idea if you feel like you can do it.
I love that, right? She said, if you think you can do it, you think you can handle it, it's probably not the worst choice. I really appreciate you coming on, because like I said, I am teaching it. I've been teaching it for a few years. I've been out for 8 years, so I'm on a very different side of that. And people write to me and say, should I take it? I kind of go back and forth, and as always with everything, it depends. But I kind of wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth, just so you have a different perspective on it. And so if you do decide to take it, awesome, we'd love to have you. If you don't feel that you're ready, that's also awesome too. The course will still be here. So, Hannah, thank you so much for coming out, spending part of your lunchtime with us. I gotta get back, we gotta start the second half of the day. If you guys out there have any questions, you can write to me at themovementmaestro, maestro.com. You can hit me up on my website, www.themovementmaestro.com. If you like this episode, give us a follow, give us a like, give us a rating. If you didn't like it, do the same thing and let me know what I could do better. And if you love this episode, and you got some friends that maybe could benefit from hearing it, why don't you give it a share? Until next time, my friends, thanks for tuning in. Maestro and Hannah out.